This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
As we know, Christmas is an expensive time. If you haven't started saving, like from January, you ain't going to afford it if you've got children. But look, we've got our favourite person who knows all about finance. We've got lovely Phoebe Blaney here from the Clover Financial Solutions to tell us about how can I be financially prepared for Christmas.
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
Good, thank you.
Good to see you. Good to see you, Jess.
Good morning.
I was thinking on the way in, actually, I wanted to tell Marky about Christmas clubs because when I was working at NAB many, many years ago, they used to get us to put $5 a week or $5 from our pay into our Christmas club.
Correct.
And then at the end of the year, you'd have $2,000, $3,000.
I love that they wanted you to put that $5 in.
Yeah,
like it was still your
account.
Like,
still our thing.
Oh, yeah, they weren't giving it to you. But I can remember my mother used to work for Bushels Tea.
Mm.
And they actually had a Christmas club at their work as well that would take money out of her wage each week, and then 2 weeks before Christmas hand her the envelope. Mm. And she told me that was the only way she was able to afford Christmas.
Because you don't miss the $5 at the beginning of the year, but then you've got this big bonus at the end, so you can afford to do all your Christmas shopping, all your stuff, and we don't do that anymore.
So we don't have Christmas clubs? Like, businesses don't do that anymore?
I don't think they do. I haven't heard of a Christmas
club. There are those
club
hamper things that people pay $2 and then they can get their, you know, that's helped out a few of my family members that are more of the struggling, like, they find that so good because it is seriously Christmas when that hamper comes along and they've got a roast and they've got this and all this booze, and that's helped them because they paid it through the year.
I love those things. But yeah, it's similar, but a Christmas club was cash, and it was saved cash, so you got paid interest on it and all of those sort of things. But I don't see them on pay slips anymore, so I don't think they exist, because I see a lot of pay slips every day because being a mortgage broker. So my suggestion for Christmas is give yourself your own little savings account, and all your extra money, all your little bonuses, like you're getting a little bit of extra tax back this month, hopefully, because they changed the tax laws and there's more money coming, so there's everyone's $1,000. Put those little bits in, and then you've got some Christmas savings. That's not very exciting, is it?
No,
you should see Tom's face.
No, I was trying to think about to go, but I mean, it's about how you do save for Christmas. Because I remember being in the days of a single parent. You know, we used to have Kmart at around this time of year, used to have no deposit lay-bys on toys. And that was how I would survive, by going and paying $5 every week or fortnight onto my lay-by. But you're right. Nothing's better than the week before Christmas getting a buttload of cash in your hand to actually be able to celebrate it. But what about someone like me? I'm hopeless putting money into a bank account. I'd see a pair of shoes and take it. How do I put money away that people can't touch? Is there still those type of savings accounts?
There really are. And I've got two millennials working for me, and one of them's got a Bank Australia account that she can't even touch. She can only touch with, you know, it's like getting into the entrance at GetSmart. She's got to go through about three different things before she can get to her account. So it's not like you can see a pair of shoes and have an impulse purchase. It has to go through about three things, and it takes about 3 days to get to her.
Oh, that's a
good
idea.
Those sort of savings accounts still exist, and they're quite good.
And when it comes to Christmas, I always see, I think of a family member that I had who struggled financially but would go overboard on buying their children was things that were out of their price range. I'm assuming after Christmas must be a very stressful time for people financially.
People in February have complete credit card stress because they've maxed out their cards in December. They've probably gone on holidays, and by February they've got no money left. So it's not necessarily, it's not December, it's February that you get the real.
And that's when all your bills come in, because you end up with your electricity, your rates come through, school fees start.
Yep.
I mean, that's when you've got a very big, you know, you think Christmas is expensive, wait until the kids start school again,
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that, because most people put their regos ready for February because they think they're fine from Christmas by February, but they're actually worse off.
It's when you're paying everything. And because there's so much access to easy credit, there's access to Afterpay, which, as you guys know, I really don't like.
Yeah.
Zip Pay, all of those instant credit things. It's very tempting to particularly when you don't have a lot of money, use those facilities to bring your kids some pleasure. But those sort of joys aren't, they're not the joy of experience. They're the joy of things, and they don't last.
I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, I remember saving to buy my children all these presents. You know, it would have taken me months to save what they wanted. The week before, we got a brand new fridge, and they spent more time playing with the box of the fridge and didn't even unwrap the thing. And I thought, if I would have known that, I would have bought you all a big giant cardboard box. So it just goes to show that you don't have to spend a lot of money. Christmas should be a time to relax, to be with family, to enjoy yourself. Don't overindulge and waste and buying your children $1,200 iPhones when, let's be honest, a secondhand one for $50 is just as good for them.
And they'll lose it or break it.
We are joined by the beautiful Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial Solutions.
And we just had the best idea. You know, we mightn't have Christmas clubs out there, but with those old big money boxes that look like beer cans, put your $1 and $2 coins in there, and at the end of the year, you actually have saved for Christmas.
You really would, though, because it seems ridiculous, but if you put all your spare change in, you've probably got $5 or $10 $2 coins.
When I used to work in bars, I used to make sure whatever I got, and it would only, like, look, tip your bartender, and if you think 50 cents is, you're going to be rich, it's actually what they want. 50 cents from everyone is amazing if you do want, and that's only after the end of the day. We don't want it for every drink, like in America. But I remember going to, like, going overseas and having $600 in there.
That's fantastic. The little things. Yeah. And Christmas clubs were little, but gave you such a big reward at the end. So, yeah, I think little things like money boxes, perfect.
Perfect. Well, look, we're so excited to have you again and come in and talk to us all about finance. Remember, we're having a great time here during Christmas in July, and we do have had a message in saying, I know how to save money at Christmas. Stop having two Christmases with Christmas in July. It's so true. Why do we need two Christmases when one's more expensive? Now, Phoebe, how can we, you know, there's people out there to probably start, good time to start looking at houses around the area. Houses are dropping.
Fantastic time.
So how can we get in contact with you if we're looking at buying a home, need some financial advice?
You can find us on Facebook, on Clover Financial. You can find us on www.cloverfinancial.com.au, or you can call us in the office on 03-998-2615.
And I can tell you, everybody here, she is a beautiful lady who's honest and trustworthy, and the what we've gone through with our Royal Commission into banking and credit, we need someone like you that we can trust, that's actually going to come in and give us correct advice, who's going to help us, not going to get us financially caught, because this is what's happened with a lot of people.
So many people, and we really like to be responsible about what we're offering our clients.
And I think sometimes people are scared, and I think it's good to say to someone honestly, you know what, mate, you can't afford that house. How about think of a different suburb? Yeah. And I think is what we need in life is honesty.
Happens all the time.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.